WJTL Natalie Lane, amen. Eric Nieder, people of God, Jason Roy and friends, won't he do it? Hey, good morning, it's 7:03.
Join Christy Lee as she counts down WJTL's top 25 every Friday morning from 9 to 11. And in case you miss it or you love it that much, it plays again Saturday evening from 7 to 9. WJTL's top 25 countdown is sponsored by Dutch Valley Food Distributors in Myerstown.
This morning, we're introducing you to a new ministry called Reagan's Journey. Alicia Ernesti is with us this morning. Good morning, Alicia.
Good morning,
guys. How are you?
Thanks so much for having me here.
We're so excited to have you here. Anybody want to give a shout out to this morning?
Oh, to my family who's all listening, of course, and then to all of our lovely families that are from the closet that come and visit us so often to get supplies.
So Reagan's Journey is something new to our area, but I understand it started out in Western PA. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. So Reagan's Journey is a nonprofit, and we strive to make life better for families with disabilities and for children that have special needs. And we do that sort of in three different ways. So we have a closet where we provide durable medical equipment and medical supplies to families so that those kiddos can meet their full potential. We also have some fun events where we get to celebrate those child's special uniqueness and welcome them and celebrate them. And then we also have an online resource where families can come and get that online support. We're so excited that we're able to make this big impact. Yes, it started in Freeport, PA, and that has now grown since 2017 when it was created. And so many families were driving hours to get to there, mine included.
You drove 4 hours to get these supplies.
Absolutely.
And that's what led you to really feel like we need to have this in Lancaster.
We do. Absolutely. Yeah. And Kim and Fred Neal, who created Reagan's Journey after the daughter Reagan, she needed some wonderful supplies after she was born with a brain injury. And they created Reagan's Journey because they saw the need for these medical supplies for their daughter so that she could make that progress that she needed to. But then we see this problem with families all across Pennsylvania where they have supplies that they need and it's just not covered by insurance, or they're waiting 6 months to be able to get it. And we don't want to see that happen. And there's their supplies that they get from their DMEs, but you know, it might not be everything, or they call and say, hey, it's back on back order, and families are struggling to be able to find those. And that's where we can step in and be able to provide those to them for free.
And I love that you went to them after driving out there several hours and said, we need something like this in our area. I love what they said to you.
Absolutely. I came to them and said, can you help me? We want to have this out here. You know, it's been placed in my heart from God to be able to do this. And they go, you don't understand. We've been sitting here praying that we want to open more locations too. And so here we are knocking on the door. And so we've been working for over a year to make this happen.
Wow.
And here it is. The day has come and the doors have been open since September. And it's been so fun to see the families pour in. Just in 2023, we were able to send out over $700,000 worth of equipment and supplies.
Wow. That's amazing. We're talking to Alicia from Reagan's Journey. Where is your closet? Tell us about it.
Yeah, so it is located inside of Manor Church at 530 Central Manor Road in Lancaster. And we are operating in a few rooms there that they have graciously provided for us.
And how often can people come to get supplies, or how often are you open?
Absolutely. Right now, I am there on Mondays and Thursdays and one Saturday a month. And then you can also make special appointments with me if those times don't agree with your schedule. But we want to be a blessing to families and be open and be able to be there and get them the supplies that they need for their kiddo.
I can only imagine that you have a lot of great stories about how God has worked, even just since September through Reagan's Journey. Any you could share with us this morning?
Absolutely. One that keeps coming to my mind is one sweet little girl that came in. Their family was desperately trying to find a wheelchair that she was comfortable in. Every chair that they have ever received for her, she just was never able to get comfortable, would cry and fuss. She came on in and we tried some different seats out for her. And it just so happened that the one she sat in and it was completely at peace in it. And so it was so fun to just see her smile and be able to find one that fit her so well.
Yeah.
And you could just tell, like, this was the chair for her. And to see that smile and to see her roll out with that was a wonderful feeling.
That's awesome. And you said that the opposite of needing it is sometimes people have them and don't need them anymore, so they can donate them to you.
Absolutely. That's how we operate. So we have families and companies that donate all of their extra supplies to us, and we organize those and clean those up and get them ready so that families can get those and take them home. So we know that there's this two-part problem out there where you get equipment and then you're going, oh no, what do I do with it now? Right. It's sitting here and it's collecting dust, but it has so much great use left in it that could bless another child.
Yeah.
Extra surplus that you no longer need when a child changes with formularies or supplies. And we can bless that to other families, which is so great to see.
That's awesome.
And it sort of gets out of your closet, out of your garage,
yeah, sure.
And into the hands of other families.
Somebody who needs it. So folks are on either side. They're in need or want to donate. How can they get in touch with you?
Absolutely. They can get in touch with us at regansjourney.org. You can see our links right there under our Lancaster location, where you can see our inventory that we have online through our Facebook page, and also the links to be able to make a schedule a pickup or a drop-off of any of the supplies that you need.
And Regans is REAGANS, right? Yeah, very cool. Check it out online. You can go to regansjourney.org. Click the Lancaster links there. We'll talk more with Alicia coming up in just a bit. We invite you to stick around. Cassie Crown, Seth Schleter, Intern Bell, giving you your forecast and more.